This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Today's edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. I'm your host, Vivek Iyer. It does appear as though the wait for the fresh all-time high on the Nifty seems to be getting that much bit longer. When we're talking about US markets and the cues that we've received overnight from global indices, it's been a soft handover as far as the cues that we are taking into trade today. Wall Street ended the day lower. You saw the S&P 500 closing lower by over 0.5%. The Nasdaq saw a deeper cut with the cuts of over 1%. And when you're talking about the European markets too ended lower quite significantly. When you're talking about some of the key results that came in from corporates in the US markets, while retailers had a largely strong Q2 performance, some worries emerged on the back of the weak or soft guidance given by Target. They said that the holiday sales was something that wasn't really up to the mark, and this is something that has led to quite a bit of a fear in terms of consumer spending confidence. When you're coming closer to the commodities and the kind of impact that we are seeing, gold prices were little changed. However, crude continued to see a decline. WTI futures ended over 1.5%, and Brent futures ended over 1%. Some of the key important events to watch out for. First one would be the US weekly jobless claims data that is expected today. Also would need to keep an eye out for some of the speeches that various US Fed officials are expected to give, and markets would be looking keenly for the kind of commentary to gauge the trajectory of further rate hikes. Closer home, Asian markets are indicating a gap down open, and next year's Nifty 2 is indicated a muted start as far as the Indian markets are concerned.